Brainerd, Minnesota may be best known as one of the locations in the movie Fargo, a desolate frozen town in the northern half of the state, the scene of a brutal murder mystery. Now there's a new mystery in Brainerd. There's a giant hole in the ice of a local lake. Part of the lake won't freeze over even in this brutal Minnesota winter. Marlene Hudala joins us from her restaurant, Ivan's on the Bay, which overlooks the lake. Hi, Marlene.
Hi.
Can you see the hole from where you're standing right now?
Yes, I can.
Can you describe to me what it looks like?
What I see is just a long black line going from the northwest to the southeast corners. And in the morning, you can see the steam actually rising from this, you know, the long hole.
And right now, is it steaming?
No, usually by middle afternoon or about noontime, it stops the steaming.
You have a lake that is mostly covered with a sheet of ice and snow on top of the ice.
Yes.
And then there's this area where you can see the dark water.
Yes, uh-huh.
Couple thousand feet long.
Probably. A friend that's a pilot said that last year it was about approximately 5 acres, and I just talked with him this morning, and he said it was larger this year than last year.
Now, why is it such a mystery to have an unfrozen portion of a lake?
Well, the old-timers that have been here and lived on the lake for about 60 years have never seen anything like this at all. And the water temperature, I'm not sure what it is, it's about 34 or 40 degrees. It's the same temperature at the bottom of the lake as it is at the top.
And most of the lake has something like 15 inches of ice?
Oh, definitely, yes.
You can go driving on this ice?
Yes, there's cars out there right now. A lot of fish houses out there, and a lot of people just drive their cars out there.
So how'd this happen?
Who knows? Nobody knows the answer to it. They've sent divers down into the lake, and they've taken pictures and temperatures, and there's a gentleman in the area that has water analysis. He's been checking into it, and nobody can come up with a good answer.
You mentioned that people are driving out there on the ice.
Yes.
And I was told that some people have actually driven into the hole.
Well, last year we had an unfortunate situation where somebody drove a four-wheeler into it and didn't make it out. Another evening, about 4 snowmobiles went in, and thank goodness there was a 5th one behind them, and he was able to, you know, get help for them, and they were able to get them out.
I have to ask how people didn't see the hole coming, and you said it's pretty easy to see.
One in the daytime, we're not sure how that happened. The sun may have been in his eyes or something. The ones at night, you wouldn't be able to see it probably until you're almost on it. The hole is right in the line of a snowmobile path. And so people that are not familiar with the area might be following the snowmobile trail map. And if you go through there and head straight out, you're in the hole.
Now, I gather that this hole in the lake has gotten a little bit of press. Are people showing up now just to get a look at the hole?
I think probably. There's a lot of people in the area. We had a big fishing contest here yesterday that had 10,000 people. I'm sure a lot of them looked at the hole.
Has there been much additional business in the restaurant there?
A little bit, maybe. Our son created a new drink I have a nice martini and wine bar, and he created a new martini called the Black Hole Martini.
What's in the Black Hole Martini?
It's vanilla Stoli vodka and a little black Sambuca.
You can just get lost in that thing.
Yes.
You just disappear and never be found again.
Right.
Marlene Hudala is a co-owner of Brainerd, Minnesota's Ivan's on the Bay, a restaurant and bar where you can dine while looking at the famed Hole of North Long Lake. Marlene, thanks very much.
You're welcome.